Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, September 16th. You'll be interested to know, 138 years ago, today in 1887, the Montreal Protocol was signed in Montreal, Canada, marking a landmark moment of global cooperation to protect the Earth's ozone layer by phasing out harmful chlorofluorocarbons, a shining example of human unity and scientific foresight. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's partly sunny, and it feels like 59 degrees, with 2 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:48, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:26. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny conditions today, with a high near 72 and a gentle northeast wind around 5. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low of 55 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Tuesday will be at 7:15 with a low tide just before 1. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 67 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a slight chance of rain showers Wednesday afternoon with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 72. Wednesday night brings a chance of rain showers with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 60. On Thursday, a chance of rain showers is possible before 4 p.m. with partly sunny skies at a high near 78. Thursday night will be mostly clear with a low around 62. Friday is looking sunny with a high near 80. Friday night remains mostly clear with a low around 52. Saturday will be sunny with a high near 66. Saturday night will also be mostly clear with a low around 48. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Daniel Rickshaw, a retired executive who spent 26 years at Apple, has committed $50 million to UMass Amherst, the largest donation in university history. Rickshaw's donation aims to close gaps in STEM education, leveraging his product development expertise from groundbreaking Apple devices like the iMac, iPhone, and iPad. UMass's engineering college will be renamed the Daniel J. Rickshaw Junior College of Engineering. $40 million will create a permanent endowment for undergraduate scholarships, graduate fellowships, faculty recruitment, and research initiatives in engineering. The remaining $10 million will support cross-disciplinary research initiatives. Now on to sports. Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow will undergo surgery for a turf toe injury, and he is expected to miss at least 3 months. Burrow left the game against the Jacksonville Jaguars in the second quarter and was seen with crutches and a walking boot after the match. In his absence, backup Jake Browning led the Bengals to a come-from-behind victory, completing 21 of 32 passes for 2 touchdowns. Cincinnati will face the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday as they hope to recalibrate their offense around Browning's strengths. Burrow's recovery will be closely monitored as he aims for a return later this season. And last night, on Monday Night Football, the Bucs beat the Texans in a nail-biter 20-19. Baker Mayfield was 25 for 38, with 215 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, and 0 interceptions. C.J. Stroud was 13 for 24, with 207 yards, one touchdown, and no interceptions. In Game 2, the Chargers beat the Raiders 20-9. Justin Herbert was 19 for 27, with 242 yards passing, two touchdowns, and zero interceptions. While Geno Smith was 24 for 43, with 180 yards, zero touchdowns, and three interceptions. Yowza! Next week, the 2-0 Chargers face the 1-1 Broncos in Los Angeles. In local sports, the Red Sox were off last night, but tonight, they are back in action at Fenway Park, taking on the Athletics in Boston for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Connelly Early, who is 1-0 and a 0 earned run average, faces Jeffrey Springs, who is 10-11 with a 4.28. First pitch at 6:45. In top news, California quietly became the biggest holder of MicroStrategy. It emerges as the top state pension backer. The State Board of Administration of the Florida Retirement System has significantly increased its holdings in MicroStrategy, increasing its indirect exposure to Bitcoin. Florida owns 221,860 MicroStrategy shares, valued at $88 million. The fund added 61,390 shares, representing a 38% increase from the previous quarter. As the leading state with a public employees retirement system owning 357,183 shares, legal and regulatory constraints largely prevent public retirement systems from holding cryptocurrency directly. In business news, Elon Musk, the Tesla billionaire who tops Forbes rankings of the world's richest people, has returned to his day job after leaving President Donald Trump's White House. Musk, who holds $1.3 billion worth of Bitcoin on Tesla's balance sheet, has issued a warning about the spiraling $37 trillion U.S. debt pile. He stated, "At the end of the day, our national debt, which is insanely high, the interest payments exceed the Defense Department budget, and it's rising. So if AI and robots don't solve our national debt, we're toast." The U.S. debt has surged due to COVID-era spending and rising interest rates, raising fears of a potential crisis for the U.S. dollar. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $115,000. Ethereum is down 2% to just over $4,500. And XRP is down 1% to $2.99. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Coffee naps might be the weirdest and smartest way to recharge. Research suggests a cup of coffee followed by a short nap could sharpen focus and fight fatigue. In Spain, it is common to follow lunch with coffee and a short siesta. Experts are now investigating the scientific merit of this practice. Caffeine is a potent adenosine antagonist that keeps us alert. Combining a nap with coffee could amplify the stimulant's effects. Early research indicates caffeine naps may reduce fatigue and boost cognitive performance. However, more studies are needed to confirm these findings. Ultimately, individual responses to caffeine naps vary. entertainment news. Claire Danes stars in The Beast in Me, a gripping new series where she plays a reclusive author caught in a deadly game with her neighbor, portrayed by Matthew Rhys, who harbors dark secrets. The teaser, released on Monday, opens with Danes stating, "We are, all of us, drawn to monsters," adding, "We flirt with death to prove we are truly alive." Set to premiere on November 13th on Netflix, the show follows Danes as Aggie Wiggs, who becomes obsessed with her neighbor, a former suspect in his wife's disappearance. Executive producer Howard Gordon of Homeland highlights the show's complexity, stating, "It really is about all of our complicity." Brittany Snow, Natalie Morales, Jonathan Banks, and David Lyons also join the cast. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American environmentalist and author, Rachel Carson. And she said, "In nature, nothing exists alone. This reminds us of the interconnectedness of our actions, like the global cooperation seen in the Montreal Protocol, which highlights the importance of unity in addressing environmental challenges." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.